Thanks for remembering the time you spend listening to The Ticket, either podcast or broadcast. Check out The Ticket Top 10 in all its glory, weeknights from 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
This is a big couple of weeks. I know when you do a story on the Nelson or Colonial, it usually has to do with who's not here and what has happened to the fields and how are they scrambling to get as many of the top players as you can. But this is a treat for sports fans, for golf fans. The PGA Tour, the best golf tour in the world, the best players in the world, are here for the next couple of weeks. And if you are a golf fan and you've experienced this before, you know what we're talking about. For the partier, this is a big couple of weeks. You know, even if you're not a big golf fan, this is a big event. It's still a great social event here the next couple of weeks in both Dallas and Fort Worth. It's always been, I think, a real sports treat that we've had here in the Metroplex for several decades. And we did this a few years ago, a long time ago, over a decade ago, because we were annoyed by some of the behavior at these tournaments, and we laid out the Muser rules. Well, unfortunately, we haven't reiterated these rules much in recent years, and we have violators, and these are things that are going to make it a better experience for all of us if we would just follow some of these guidelines. And on one of them, let's try to make an impact on the entire golf world. All right, let's start with, I've already heard this violation several times in the last several weeks, what these tournaments are called. Today, Junior, the first tee time at 7:15 in the HP Byron Nelson Championship, if you want to shorten that, you call it the Nelson.
Thank you.
You don't call it the Byron, like all these knuckleheads have been calling it for the last couple of weeks. And I've, you know what? I haven't corrected them either. I just kind of winced and said, yeah, I think I'm going to go out to the Nelson for maybe on Friday. It when back when we had the Bing Crosby, it was not the Bing.
No.
You played in the Crosby.
Right. I don't understand why that's so hard for everybody.
I don't either.
It seems like most people here in the Metroplex call it the Byron, and every time I hear that, I cringe.
And you're just you're telling people you have no idea what's going on.
Yes,
this is your way of showing up in a pull cart to the first tee. just call it the Nelson. Don't call it the Byron.
I think you guys are way too
uptight
about
it.
No,
it is the Nelson.
If most people are calling it the Byron,
most
then that's
people
the
are
name.
Doing it wrong.
No,
yes.
Then that's
yes.
the name.
No, that's
the
not
Nelson.
The name.
It's about convention.
No,
and it's become the convention that it's
no.
people refer to it as
most
the Byron.
Most people call it the Nelson.
People
especially
don't
people
get
it's a term of
especially
affection.
People,
it's Byron.
No.
He's like your uncle. You called him Byron.
No.
It's the Byron.
No, it's the people. You have no idea. The people who call it the Byron have no idea who Byron Nelson was. It's these goofy people that just want to go out there and get hammered. That's who calls it the Byron. You go to the Byron? Oh, I don't know. You go to the Byron? That's who calls it the Byron. Those goofballs.
Nobody really understands it. Calling it the Byron, if any other tournament were named after anybody, it wouldn't be called by their first name. If there was a Gene Sarazen Golf Classic, you wouldn't call it the Gene.
I would.
You would call it the Sarazen.
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense to call it by the guy's first name. It's the Nelson.
And, you know, we hadn't talked about this much in recent years, and I think we really had an impact on people a decade ago. I think, because I used to hear people correct other people, and now it's just gone haywire here these last few years.
Well, when Bob Hope had his event and they had no sponsor, it wasn't the Bob.
No,
it's
the Hope.
The Hope
right.
Classic.
But
right.
If people started calling it the Bob and that gained a lot of currency, then that's okay.
Nobody would call it the Bob is the point. Nobody would ever start that snowball rolling.
If you call it the Byron, you probably don't play golf, you probably don't know who Byron Nelson was, and you're probably a hack if you do play golf. Okay, so
right.
Stop calling it the Byron.
It's
it is
so,
the Nelson.
It's so easy to just call it the Nelson, and it sounds so much better.
Yes.
The Byron.
The no. Byron.
The Byron no. sounds a lot better.
No.
No, it doesn't.
It's
you
the Nelson.
It's more regal. Stay out of this. We're trying to fix things here. Secondly, this is not as bad as it used to be, but don't wear golf shoes to the tournament. I know they're comfortable now with the soft spikes and stuff like that. Junior and I used to hear the clitter-clatter of the spikes on the cart paths and used to turn around and go, what in the heck are you doing? Are you an alternate in the tournament? You know, you hoping just to jump on number six and, you know, start playing with Davis Love III. I don't know what you're doing in golf shoes, but don't wear them out there.
Nobody wears their metal baseball cleats to a baseball game. You shouldn't wear your golf spikes to the golf tournament. Now, you're right. Most people wear soft spikes these days. Even then, just put on a pair of tennis shoes.
Yeah, you're posing there.
You don't have to wear your golf shoes to a golf tournament.
You're trying to tell us, you know, I could be on the tour. I mean, I got the golf shoes for it.
Right.
I mean, I could go right
They're
out there.
Comfortable shoes. It's easier to get around the course in them.
Clearly, I play. You other people here in the gallery probably don't play as much as I do because I'm obviously wearing my golf shoes.
Yeah, so, I like the guy who's watching a tee shot, someone tee off, you know, and then maybe he kind of steps back and practices.
We're getting to that. We're getting to that. No golf shoes. No golf club. We've actually seen that.
What? Someone brings their own club out there?
Yes.
We've seen a guy with a club. Was that back when we were doing stroke by stroke? And I said, you're not going to believe this. There's a guy here with a club.
I think so.
Don't ever bring a club.
Surely
we don't need to know that you play that much.
Surely these days with increased security, they wouldn't let you in.
I don't think so.
With a club. Now.
No, I don't think so. But we just want to throw it out there just to make sure that we don't have any posers out there. And yes, Gordo, if... like we may have some rain in the forecast at some point in the next 4 days or at Colonial next week. When you bring your umbrella out there, do not step back, take an address of the ball, and do the swing. Or without the umbrella, after watching tee shot, thinking that you finally figured something out.
You learned a little something there.
Yeah, no.
That's the same guy who wears his golf shoes to the event, the guy who has to take a few practice swings every once in a while. Just show everybody that. He's a player, too.
Yeah. We don't care that you play golf, and we know that you're not good enough to be playing in the Nelson or Colonial, so we don't need to see your golf swing. All right. Now, let's get into the other thing that is driving everyone crazy. I know it drives us crazy more than anyone, but when you are around a tee box, and let's say you're on a par 5, I don't care how good the pro is, there's no way Vijay Singh is going to hit it 632 yards into the hole.
Right.
Stop screaming, get in the hole, especially on par 4s and par 5s. Just stop it.
The guy who times it so that he's the first to shout, get in the hole, right after the golfer makes contact with the ball, that guy, you have our permission to punch him in the face. Tiger is 400 yards away from the hole, and whack in the hole! That guy, you have our permission to punch him in the face.
Stop doing that. I don't mind the noise right after a shot. That's kind of cool, really, when immediately afterwards, and you know, you're saying, no, let's go, Tiger, or whoever. Obviously, Tiger's not here the next couple of weeks. But we've got to stop the get-in-the-hole stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the nation is watching in. Let's make the Texas stops where we stop doing this. Just like we tried to stop the wave, let's make the Colonial and Nelson the place where we stop the get-in-the-hole shots.
That'd be great.
Oh, that just totally wears me out. And if you do get overserved, let's not shoot our own movie right behind the 18th green.